We both ain't us.
Explain why Halach Manya is said in Aramaic. That's what we're building up over here. So we brought down what the Tvur Shar said, that all the Rishon before the Chet had two things, Domer the Behema, and two things, Domer the Yoinim. After the Chet, he had another thing added that was Domer the Behema, which is Misa. And mainly he was able to get another thing added that's Domer the Malach Isharis, which is to speak B'loshon HaKodesh. And that's the pshat in the Gemara that Odom HaRishon B'loshon Rami, he spoke B'loshon Rami, means Koidim HaChet. And then Rav Shor was Masbir how this fits with the Gemara that really Odom is doing the Behem in three ways, because he also has Matilin Re'i. So he's Masbir that this Matilin Re'i didn't happen, also did not happen until after the Chet, because it says Sadiqim Ramesim V'Chayil Ma'ayim. And so the pshat is that a Tzarek could be Makadish everything, but Matilin Re'i, that you can't change. And Amela, even for a Tzarek, that's his connection to Gashmis. And Amela, that's what it means, they die from Chayil Ma'ayim. So Amela says it's one and the same with Misa, and therefore the Tshuva Shashar's Cheshbin is still good, because really just like Misa didn't have to after the Chet, so to Matilin Re'i didn't have to after the Chet. So Mela, the Cheshbin stays that was the third thing that became Domer Behema, and Mela they have another, a third thing that's Domer to Malach Yisharis, which is to talk B'Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah, remember that? And we might as well also appeal the Nefesh HaChaim, that the Toiv and the Ra got mixed up by the Chet Yitzadas. So before that, there's no Indian of being Matil. Matil and Re'i means to separate the waste from the good. Before that, the Ra was outside of the person. It was external. Like Nefesh HaChaim is Mazbi over there. After the Chet Yitzadas, it's internal, but mainly you have to get rid of it. The Sefer Teres Yeshua, Bir Api Derech Hanal, explains based on what we said, Ki Lo'asid She'abila Mavis L'Netzach, Lo'asid Lo'avid, when there won't be any more Misa, Nidaber what does that mean? Nidaber something B'loshon Arami K'mo Adam Rishon K'odem Chet. When it will be B'lo Mavetz L'Netzach, we will talk B'loshon Arami just like Adam Rishon before the Chet. ולכן בהולך מעניו מרמז מעניין זה שמדבר בלושן הרמי כלשון הבא אני אהיה בני חורן ונדבר בלושן הרמי. So you say very good, if this is the חשבין of why Adam Rishon לזויך את הלושן הקודש, so I'll pee that חשבין. Now if you remove Misa, you have to remove לושן הקודש also according to this, because then it's he's right to being Matal Kinnah B'mayis Bereishis. So
the language that preceded Lashon HaKodesh?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. That Rabbi Yishon first spoke of Ramis. Yeah? It doesn't mean it preceded Lashon HaKodesh in the creation of things. Right? Takabi Lashon HaKodesh was there before. That's what the... But he or, right? The Ibn Shalom, Lashon HaKodesh is... Each ois is really a building block of the Bria. Yeah. But in the human history, yeah, that the Gemara says he's Adam Rishon spoke of Ramas first. So according to this Cheshbin, so in the future we'll also talk Lashon Ramas. I don't know what this Rashi Tevis is. Know what that is? I don't know. But anyway, so therefore, we're having a remnant over here. Ki l'shon haba niya b'nei chayrin, n'daba b'loshon Rami. Since we're saying l'shon haba will be b'nei chayrin, holach ma'anyo. So mele, we make a remnant, we talk b'loshon Rami. That we'll have bilam mavas on that, so there'll be no more misa. So then, we lost one side like a behemoth. And Mela, according to this, we'll lose one side like a malach hasharis. I don't know how that fits into whatever. But according to this cheshbon, that's what comes out. And that's the remez of Lashon HaRamis. The remez is, by saying Allah Mamma Lashon HaRamis, the remez says, Bil Amavis Lenetzach. That we'll have the Shana Abba B'nei Chayrin. B'nei Chayrin. B'nei Chayrin B'nei Chayrin. So that's what it says in the Sefer. Now, could say more. Kibam b'diburim eilu l'ramiz l'adim abadosi b'leil Pesach. Rosh are coming to hint to a person what is his avoid on leil Pesach. Kimutor al adim b'leil azul l'sakim chetei tzadas. We're telling a person, now is your time to fix the chetei tzadas. U'meramzim loy, and we're hinting to him. Kitachas leil azul l'agil l'adarga azul l'dabu b'loshin ramiz. To come to this, right? In other words, according to the Torah Shor, Loshin Ramiz represents the idea that there's no misa. It represents the idea of lifnei chet etzadas. So Rami is the person that this night he has an opportunity to be masakin that on some level. Rav Kodesh of Tzadik Hakoy, Rav Tzadik says, "Kuntres Amolish of Toiro Mivoyer, Madam Matzu Hu Michlo Das Vaso, Han Refu the Makosu Shoylum." Matzu is a food that's a refuah. What does it mean it's a refuah? It's a refuah to the makkah that the world has. That's what hurt the world, that's what disrupted the world. The matzu refuah l'zeh kilkul. The zeh avoid is a lila l'sakin zeh kilkul. So that is our job, to try to fix that kilkul. But l'chein midabim daik b'lashon harami l'agid l'adam. That's what we dafka talk b'lashon harami, to hint to a person. Because she yoshev l'echol, when he sits to eat. She yizko heitev and kam yokol l'giyah. But telling the person, just like the Gemara says, that other vision before the fate spoke Lashon HaRamis, when you do a person, listen to what you're able to do on this night, listen to the levels we can come to, that on some level we can come back to other vision before the fate. That's why we talk Lashon HaRamis. Because the Gemara says, other vision before the fate spoke Lashon HaRamis. That's the hint of, that's the remez over here. Okay. V'yesh lo hoisif ki inin lo shen targum hu klipas noigo. Whoa. Hu ha mamutza bin lashon ha-koydish l'shar l'shoynis. So what's a ramis? A ramis is some sort of bridge between lashon ha-koydish, which is the lashon that the malachim talk in, lashon that Hashem kav yochel creates, toxin, the sarma moris. Hashem created the world. That's lashon hakodesh. Yeah. Don't talk aramis. They talk lashon hakodesh. Yeah. And aramis is in some way the bridge between that lashon hakodesh and all the other languages of the world. In other words, aramis has kedusha to it too. It's not just the regular language of the world, Targum. It's a higher level than that. It's some kind of bridge to Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, that's why the Mishnah spoke Aramis before the Chet, and not whatever, some other language. Yeah. So it's some kind of bridge, some kind of connector. The Indian Diba Lashon HaRamis, so when we speak Lashon HaRamis, we're uplifting it, we're bringing it closer to the Kedusha. So that's what we're saying. We're coming to uplift everything. To be meramis to the ultimate geula. So we're able to take things which are connected to kedusha and uplift them even higher. And that's what we're doing. We're talking of ramis over here. Yeah. So it's a funny thing. It comes out according to this. What he's saying in this cheshbon is that loss of lot. In cheshbon, it's true. But tzarechi and how it works, because he made a whole cheshbon, which is true, that the feed shul shar is cheshbon. That once you remove misa, you have to remove lashon hakodesh also, because it's not Otherwise, it's matal kinnah b'mayis bereishis. That was all chesh we made before.
Even
that other mission wasn't. Oh, so that's the chiddush. So this shalom at the beginning. So he's making the chesh at the beginning. What?
Yeah.
It won't matter anymore. You have to know what this means. He's saying this sefer Teresh Yeshua says, yeah, but lifnei chetetz, but lifnei the chetetz adas also had this chesh. That's what he's saying. He's saying pshat in the Gemara that lifnei chetetz adas also had to make this balance. So he's saying, fine, so what's the love? You need the same balance. So if you need the same balance, so Misa goes out the window, Lashon HaKodesh goes out the window. Just it comes out a funny thing. It comes out and there's some sort of level of Yibido. You would think Lashon HaKodesh were only going up. Only adding Kedusha. So somehow you're taking away also.
Maybe
it's like a funny thing.
Lashon HaKodesh is meant to be just spoken language. Maybe
it's supposed to be stayed by the Malachim. We were zeichet to it. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder what this Rosh Hashanah is because it might shed light on this a little bit. Yeah.
Gave him the ability.
Yeah.
Why would he give him that ability instead of Lashon HaKodesh?
No. So that was that was the first part. That was the because it had to be. That was the first part. It had to be equivalent balance in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So man had certain things that he was nimshal to a behemoth, and certain things he was nimshal to a malach. It had to be equal. So based on the cheshbon of equality, there was no room for Lashon HaKodesh. That's what the Tavur Shor says. Then, after the Chetetz Adas, then there was room. Anyway, I don't know what this Rashi Tevis means, but maybe it should light a little bit. Maybe he doesn't mean... Yeah, it could be he means like, there'll be an Indian of Aramis, or there'll be... you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe it doesn't mean that, but... maybe it would answer a little bit. Maybe it doesn't mean there's no room for Lashon HaKodesh anymore. Maybe that Rashi Tevis qualifies the statement a little bit, but I don't know what the Rashi Tevis is. So. Okay, Shkoyich. Interesting.